7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I'll have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Ramph. Okay. It's 1930 UTC, and I got a cat sitting on me. You want to get in a kitty business, pet? Okay. And that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, it's a lovely Saturday, isn't it? Because what do we got going on? Well, we've got some football. We've got some kind of derby going on here. Right-hand side. What is happening?
I think United in possession, they can cause Manchester City quite a lot of problems if they pick and choose the right passes. That link up there, free space behind City's defence on that left-hand side, really gives Zalanga plenty of opportunity to use his pace.
Yeah, so me and the cat are sitting here watching football. Well, we're watching football on one channel, and on the other channel, what do we have?
Is this going to be the race that ignites Cooper Webb's championship defence, or is this going to be something special for Eli Tomac?
It's going to be something special for Eli Tomac, my rider. How do I know this? Because this is actually the replay of the race last night. And actually, it's not even a full replay. They just show the final two races for both classes. The 250 final, the 450 final. This is the 450 final. Eli Tomac's in second place. He's 1 second behind Cooper Webb. There's 5 minutes and one lap of this race remaining. What's going to happen? Well, yeah, I already know. It's a good race. And I'm glad I already know what happens. Otherwise, I'd be nervous as hell right now because it just gets weirder and weirder. And speaking of weirder and weirder, it occurs to me that we need to see when my other motorcycle race is on. Oh, it's on in about 2 hours. Sweet. And it's on the same channel. All right. I can just leave it here and park, and I won't have anything to worry about missing it. I'm always worried, I'm going to miss the race, blah, 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 blah. That's not going to happen today. I just got to make sure I don't fall asleep before then. And that's a definite possibility because I'm very tired. I had another brutal night and a weird, weird morning. I woke up cold. And that's weird because it's not cold outside. But, it's depending on... Yeah... So I'm not in the best shape today. And I gotta sit around doing nothing and enjoy being in terrible shape today because I gotta wait all weekend and maybe the doctor will call me and tell me that he can help me. That would be nice. But I tell you, when Monday comes, I'm gonna start making phone calls and start complaining, except I'll do it a very backhanded way. Try to make some people feel bad. See if I can guilt them into, getting some stuff done. I don't know. Well, the good news is I do have some tea. I'm pretty happy about it. I'm drinking Longjing again today. Kind of forgot that I had this Longjing It's just gift tea. It's not, you know, anything premium, but it's kind of decent. That's a good change from all the stuff I've been drinking. Oh, I need it so badly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I just remembered something else. I've got some good news. I went to the grocery store last night, and I got some stuff to make sandwiches, meaning Black Forest ham, baby Swiss cheese, some French bread, some lettuce, and some Roma tomatoes. Sandwich time. And because it was sandwich time, I thought, okay, I'm going to have to get some potato chips because I like to eat potato chips with my sandwiches. And the committee will remember that what I really want to eat is a certain brand of cheese puffs. And that certain brand of cheese puffs, made in a giant factory down in Plano, Texas. For some reason, I haven't been able to get these particular cheese puffs for the last, I don't know how many months. You know, and I think when I asked the grocery store about it, they claimed supply chain. Or something to that effect. And it's like, no, there's no supply chain problems with getting freaking Cheetos up from Texas. You just drive them up I-29. There's no supply chain problem. You know, you're at the factory, you put the goddamn cheesy poofs in the truck at the factory, you drive the truck north. There's no supply chain. They don't have to be shipped to a port and then loaded onto a boat and then shipped somewhere and then distributed. No. These are distributed straight out of the damn factory. Get in a truck, drive it north, blah, blah, blah. Right, Peppa? Peppa says, stop petting me so I can lick your fingers. Because there's maple syrup on my hand or something still. Okay, so, cats. So what are you trying to tell us, Tobe? Did you get your cheesy poofs? Yes, I got my cheesy poofs, and I was pretty excited about it. And I actually ate some last night with the sandwich that I made, and I'm going to eat some today. And I got some pasta salad, so I'm going to have cheesy poofs and pasta salad with my yummy, delicious sandwich today. It's going to be great. I'm already looking forward to my one meal of the day. It's going to be spectacular. Isn't that right, Peppa? Yeah, she says whatever. Going back to doing some kitty business. Well, that's nice. So if the cat's doing some kitty business, maybe we should do something too.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains.
dances, making leather shoes for children. Found a chewed up plastic toy for their steps. Found another of the same species, different color. Look distances, I can see the skyline.
Lady Krista, Lady Krista.
You just heard that. That was Kira Kira Killer by Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. Yeah, there's some kind of repetition happening there. Kira Kira Killer by Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. Yeah, that was a real thing that just happened. And before that, we heard The Suburban Lawns with Flavor Crystals. I do enjoy Flavor Crystals, but not nearly as much as a golf ball
washer. Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
Sing, Michael, sing! On the roof of the 19th bus.
The Clash. Quite the classic. So what's happening now? Well, checking in with our favorite bikini models. I'm shocked to find that they are not wearing bikinis again today. What are they wearing? Well, let's see. We got Chiaki, Miyabi, Kazue, and, oh yeah, this woman who works at the gym whose name I don't know. And what are they doing? They're doing some Burenchi Puresi. No, Burenchi, Benchi Puresso. You know, Benchi Puresso. It requires weights and a gym. But do they actually have weights here? No, they're just moving a bar up and down in some kind of bench press simulation machine. So Miyabi here is going first. She's not wearing a bikini. She's wearing some pseudo workout clothes, some very high-waisted yoga pants and some kind of like sports top, right? And wow, she's managed to do 8 repetitions of a bar with no weight on it. And yeah, they're doing real bench presses, sort of. Sort of. Notice how I qualify that. And they're in a machine that, well, maybe they're bench pressing all of 5, maybe 6 kilograms. And it's hilarious. She's on her 14th repetition. Amazing! Sugoi! 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 She did 14 reps of what? 6 kilos? 7 kilos? Maybe? Who's next? Who's next? Oh, it's gonna be Kazue. Oh! How many do you think she'll be able to do? And why is the woman from the gym spotting this? Why do they need spotters? They're in a safety frame. They're not doing real bench presses, laying on a bench. They're only reclined about, I don't know, 15 degrees. If she drops this bar, it doesn't fall on her. It falls on the safety stops. So why do we have to have the trainer? I don't. We got to protect the bikini models. Protect the bikini models at all costs. Yep, she's done 5. Come on, Kazue, you gotta beat Miyabi. You can do more Benchi Puresso than Miyabi-chan. Come on. This is on 7. They are not speeding through these. It's not a race. Yeah, that just means it's time to drink tea, because it could take a while to see if she beats the record of 14 or not. She's starting to show some signs of trouble. Oh, good tea. Yay, she managed to tie the record somehow. Can she do one more? Oh, go for it, Kazue. Gambate. Gambate. It's almost there. Is she really struggling, or is this a show? I can't bear to watch it any longer. It's just too kawaii for me to handle, Gambate. Oh, I think we need some extra kawaii now. And therefore, yabure kabure.
Oh,
Why do I love that song so much? I don't know. I think it's because the subject matter is so close to my heart. Quack doctors. And good tea. Right, so we've got about 2.5 minutes. Wait, I'm reading the clock wrong. 3.5 minutes that I gotta kill. Oh, it only hurts when I laugh. Maybe we just need, I don't want to go back to the races. The football game's almost over. Oh, let's get weird. This, yeah, this is what I want. I love you, Kiari Pamu. Oh, why can't I be making music for this girl? She's clearly a genius. You just heard a snippet from one of my favorite songs ever, Da Dunpa by Kiari Pamu Pamu. Why are we so hot on Kiari Pamu Pamu these last couple days? I don't know. Blame Publius, because you've been listening to the Dubious Questionable Music Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got cheesy poofs to eat.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Tres tristes vieron trigo.